From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump's executive order limiting immigration to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries led to widespread confusion Saturday as refugees, green card holders, students, and workers were detained at American airports or barred from boarding international flights to the U.S. Thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere in protest of Mr. Trump's executive order on immigration. Anya Zent was among protesters at New York's JFK Airport. And meantime, a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. And as VOA's Lisa Schlein reports, the U.N. Refugee Agency is responding to the president's claim that Syrian refugees threaten national security and should be banned from entering the United States.
The UN Refugee Agency says Syrian and other refugees pose no national security threat to the United States. The UNHCR, other UN agencies, and human rights advocates are urging the United States to reconsider its ban on immigration.
President Trump is holding talks by telephone with three world leaders today, a day after speaking at length with Russian President Vladimir Putin and four other world leaders. The White House says Mr. Trump will speak with the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting President of South Korea. During Saturday's call with Putin, the two agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and work together for peace in Syria and throughout the world. This is VOA News.